Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Chulin Dav Vav, Chulin 6a, pagination is 11. We'll start on the fourth line in a discussion regarding Kusim. Kusim were people living in Eretz Yisrael who at times are considered Jews, reliable, at least in the things that they did observe, and at times we find that they're pushed away and they're not considered reliable Jews. Asks the Gemara, my time of Gazer Buhu Rabbanon, why did the rabbis make such a legislation to distance them and to make them considered non-acceptable? Like this incident where Reb Shimon ben Elazar was sent by Reb Meir to bring wine from the house of Kusim. Ashkechayahu Saba, Reb Shimon ben Elazar encountered an elder, Amalei, who told him a play on words from a pasuk in Mishlei, V'samta sakin bilo echa in bal nefeshato. Put a knife by your jaw, meaning exhibit some self-control, if you are a person of responsibility. Halach Reb Shimon ben Elazar v'sipa devarim lefnei Reb Meir. Reb Shimon ben Elazar related what happened to Reb Meir, V'gazar aleim, and Reb Meir legislated against the Kusim based on this new information. My taima, what was the reason? Amar Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, demos yonan matzu lahen berosh har gerizim shayu ovdim osa. They found that there was actually an icon by har gerizim that these people were worshipping. And therefore, they recognize that there's a dimension of Avodah Zorah involved over here with this sect, and therefore they cannot consider them reliable Jews. If you take a look at Tosfos Berosh Har Gerizim, the second Tosfos, B'Medrash Yesh, the Medrash says Shehi Avodas Kochavim Shehit Min Yaakov Tachas Ve'Ela Bahar B'Shechem. We have an incident described in Parshas Vayishlach where Yaakov tells the people with him, gather any Avodah Zarah that you have. They must have had like loot, booty, collections, maybe from their prior behaviors, the people who gathered to be with Yaakov, not his immediate family, but others. And they had these things, and he told them, gather them up, and we're going to discard them. And apparently these Kusim discovered, according to the Medrash, this stash. And as a result, they had a dimension rejuvenating the usage of these things in a terrible way, introducing Avodah Zarah to their sect, and the Rabbanon, after this information became available, pushed them away in terms of psak. If you take a look at the Taptosfos, we also have a fascinating concept. Yesh meforshim d'chol makom shehu maskir ahu sava hu Eliyahu. Wherever it says that there's an elder and doesn't specify who, it's a person who came under the guise of an elder, unidentified, it's really Eliyahu Hanavi. Says Tosfos, Yev Shalomar Kain, it's not really true. You have to know if that applies or doesn't apply, but gives us an insight into the fact that Eliyahu Hanavi is a player, whether this specific term refers to him or not, but Eliyahu is a player in such things, in informing people, etc. The ramifications for Kusim are many if they're suddenly going to be considered like idol worshippers and non-Jews in their halachic classification. So by an Eruv, the Gemara points out, Levatel Rushos, Velitein Rushos, they're more lenient rules if you're dwelling in a courtyard together with another Jew than the rules if you're living in the same courtyard with a non-Jew. Acha Yiskor, you have to make a kinyan. And of course, other ramifications. The original one was the wine. You can't get wine from the kusin and expect it to be reliable, expect it to be kosher. On Amud Beis, we find another incident regarding Reb Meir. About midway on the page at the end of a line, Heyid Rabbi Yeshua ben Zoruz ben Chamav shel Reb Meir lifnei Rebbe. A relative of Reb Meir's related to Rebbe as follows, al Reb Meir, regarding Reb Meir, she'achal ola shel yerek beveis she'an, that Reb Meir ate a vegetable leaf in the place called Beis She'an without giving meiser. V'hiti Rebbe es Beis She'an kula al yado, and based on that testimony that Reb Meir ate there without tithing, Rebbe ruled that indeed Beis She'an does not require tithing. As far as vegetables go, it's outside of Eretz Yisrael. And on vegetables, which even in Eretz Yisrael is not biblical, he's ruling that outside Eretz Yisrael, it does not require tithing. And Beis She'an is outside Eretz Yisrael. Chibru alav echav aves aviv, Rebbe's relatives, a dynasty, came and objected. Amrulo, they said, Makom shavosecha vavos avosecha noagu bo iser, a place, a city, that your ancestors all considered it forbidden to eat from there without tithing. Atotinuk boheta, you're ruling that it's okay? Doresh lan mikra zeh, Rebbe responded in a quite remarkable manner. The Pasuk says, Melachim Beis, regarding Chizkiya HaMelech, V'chites nechash hanechosha shesher asa Moshe, he smashed the copper snake, the icon, Parshas Chukas, that Moshe made. Ki arayomim ho'heimo ha'yu b'nei yisrael mekatrim lo, v'yikra lo nechushtan, because the Jewish people were offering services to it. And therefore, he smashed it, he put an end to it. This Nechash HaNechoshes, this copper snake icon, was made by Moshe when the people were attacked by snakes, Nechashim HaSrafim, and it was to remind the people to look upward towards heaven and remember their allegiance to Hashem, as the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah describes it, and it had a great purpose to bring people closer to Hashem. It was unfortunately being misused, and Chizkiah put an end to it. Asks the Gemara, and this is Rebbe's analogy, Efsha bar Asa v'lo biaro, a righteous king Asa was there, and he didn't destroy it. Bar Yehoshaphat v'lo biaro, and Yehoshaphat a righteous king, and he didn't put an end to it. V'lo kol avodah zarah she'ba'olam Asa v'Yehoshaphat biarum, and they put an end to everything else. Ela makom henicho lo avosav l'hiskader bo, somehow the destiny is that some things get left over for a new generation to take care of. Not intentionally, but that's just the way it is. Things get left over. And just because the previous generation didn't address it doesn't mean it shouldn't be addressed. Afani makam enichelo liavosai liskaderbo, Rebbe says, I too was given room to do my own research, clarify things, and come up with a conclusion. And even though my ancestors didn't do that, that's okay. Mikan l'tamud chacham sh'amar devar halacha she'ein mazichin oso. From here we see that if a Talmud Chacham issues a ruling after responsible research, comes up with a conclusion, we don't reject it. We don't push it away. We respect it. And even though it's not something that we heard until this point, it's a chiddush. It's novel. But that could happen. And that's what Rebbe was saying, the power of Reb Meir's activity, as it was reported, was going to actually change the status of Beis She'an in the way he ruled. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.